T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's the Jason Warski Show.
I've been looking forward to talking to this man for a while. From the Pennsylvania Golf Association, I want to welcome Mark Peterson to the show. Good morning, Mark. Thanks for taking the time to call in.
Yeah, good morning, Jason. How you been?
I've been all right. We've been playing phone tag a little bit, and I was joking around with the morning show. I got your message, and you were, you know, we were kind of going back and forth trying to get you on. You were busy with some stuff, and I've been trying to get some updates on the future of golf in Pennsylvania. And you had responded this morning, and it made me laugh out loud because I'm like, this is my life. You said, I was sorry for like pushing it off, but I was in the middle of some deep conversations, didn't want to get things derailed. Now, that's a very good instinct on your part to keep it out of my hands.
Well, we don't know each other that well, but, you know, I've got my sources. In all reality, we were talking with people in Pennsylvania legislation and through the governor's office and, you know, trying to find a way. I'm sure the golfers were wishing it happened faster, but find a way to get golf reopened. And I just didn't want to get distracted or have them get distracted by anything.
Yeah. And there are, I'd say, and you know, you're with the Pennsylvania Golf Association, but even you would admit there's bigger issues in the world. There's bigger issues in Pennsylvania, but recreational activities are important. People are kind of getting batty sitting inside. And golfers especially have been very, very vocal about the idea that they, like this ridiculous notion, as it was described to me, that what do you mean we can't play golf and be safe? This is ridiculous. Of course we can do this. This is of all the sports that are out there, of all the activities, we can do this. Is that the stance you guys have been taking trying to get these courses reopened, which is apparently going to happen Friday, correct?
Well, it was announced yesterday. Openings will be on Friday. And look, you know, I am golf addicted. I've played my entire life. But we have to focus on safety first. You know, hey, in addition to it, I'm a type 1 diabetic, so I'm at risk, right?
Yeah.
But,
okay.
we were focused on safety. We hear from our fellow golfers, and some of them, you know, maybe they're a little bit more, intense or excited about their communication that we should open golf. But we've always remained focused on we want to do the right thing for health and wellness of everybody. And I said it yesterday in a different report, like we have to open up golf safely, not only for those that work at the facilities and our fellow golfers, but our loved ones when we come home.
Right. How is the game going to change for players? Because I know people are very quick when things are shut down. They're very quick to say things like, well, do whatever it takes. But sometimes people aren't really willing to do whatever it takes. Like if you said you have to golf with a special protective bubble mask over your, you know, over your head or a bubble.
Right.
Most people would be like, well, that seems ridiculous. What will change with the game moving forward, at least in the short term, in order to get these courses back open?
Well, one of the great things about golf is the social aspect. And that will change, right? Social distancing requires us to change some of our social habits. It'll change things in the game like touch points. So think of the flag stick, think of a rake, think of the basket of tees or scorecards and pencils. So those will be eliminated, removed from the golf course. So, you know, the rules will have to be relaxed than they have from the USGA. Think of holding the golf ball in the cup with a flag stick. Normally, you would pick the flag stick out and you'd pick your ball out. Well, now we're not touching the flag stick. So golf and golf superintendents and those involved in the game have tried to become rather creative. They take a pool noodle and cut it down so that only a very small portion of the golf ball can fall into the hole.
Interesting.
Or they pull up the cup liner so that the ball banks off the cup liner and you don't have to touch the flag stick. The USGA's, you know, provided some modifications to handicap score posting for your handicap index to say that, you know, if it banks off a hole liner, what would you most likely get? So some players may take that 5-footer and just ram it as hard as they can in hopes to hit the hole liner, you know.
Now,
is that maybe hold? Probably not, but that's the other beauty of golf, right? There's tons of debate. What's your favorite golf course? What's your best shot? So on
sure.
and so forth.
This is Mark Peterson from the Pennsylvania Golf Association. Now, I'm not an avid golfer. My interest in these courses came from just the passionate golfers who were reaching out to me going, can you help? Can you help? Who do you know? Or just people, I saw these complaints. So when you're talking about, I'm going to say pounding the shots, and I'm just like, I'm hitting the ball. Is that what you mean? I get a little confused with this. But it is kind of interesting. The most interesting thing I thought you said in that is about how you said the groundskeepers and the people who are running the golf courses are getting creative when it comes to how they retrieve the ball. Because I never even would have considered that. The ball goes in the hole. If people are social distancing, if everyone's putting their hand in the ball, that's not safe. The pool,
right.
The pool noodle idea is so simple, but it's great that someone had that thought. And I love how people are thinking outside the box to kind of get us back to normal using creativity, ingenuity, even if it's simple, like a pool noodle. That's just, I love that. Because if you would have asked me, how would you suggest we get the ball back? I would have been like, I don't know. We dig a tunnel and you get it by the windmill. Because I know mini golf more than I know regular golf.
But yeah, in mini golf, you can only play the last hole where your ball never comes back, right?
Exactly.
You win every game or you lose.
That's the extent of it. What's going to happen when it comes to cart rentals? Is that going to be something that's going to be out there? Because my wife's cousin's not husband, but kind of like a husband, John, he needs a cart in order to get out there and golf.
Right.
But, it's not feasible really to have like four players with four carts, is it?
So actually, that's the direction we're headed.
Really? Okay.
You know, the concept, it requires social distancing, right? So there's the challenge. We're hoping that those will walk and carry their bag, or, you know, some facilities have pull carts. They call them push carts now. Some people own their own. Some people, like you said, I didn't follow the lineage of how you're related to this individual. It was seven, you know. Kevin Bacon's in there somewhere, I think.
Right.
But yes, we're talking about one person per cart, which means facilities don't have enough carts for a full day of four carts per group. And look, some clubs and courses might limit not only the number of players in a group, but they may space out their tee times. We're recommending, 15 minutes, as opposed to some public facilities alternate pretty quickly, 7 and 8 minutes. Some other facilities are 10. But how can we create better social distancing to do this safely? One of the congregation points of concern was the first tee. If you have four groups wanting to go off in a half an hour period, well, some guys are really anxious and they get their 10 minutes before their time. Some guys are a little later. Like, we don't want 30 people around the first tee. We want right. that group, whether it's two people, three people, four people max, they play, they go off, then the next group 10 minutes later comes on. There's a lot of clubs that are recommending that their members or their public golfers don't arrive on property until 20 minutes prior to their tee time.
Is there anything, I guess it would change the game, but for me, being someone who's not a regular golfer, could you do something when it comes to like this? What time is the first tee off going to be? So let's say it's 8 a.m. It's probably earlier than that. Say it's 8 a.m. Is right. it possible that, you know, if there's four groups, you could put them, have people start at like a fourth hole and work their way around so they start at different points so you're not on top of each other in the beginning and then just circle your way around?
So the only problem with that, and that's almost what in the business is called like a modified shotgun. The only problem with that is if you start on the fourth hole, and when you finish 18, you're going to want to go to the first tee because you're going to want to play your full round, and there will be other people trying to tee off at that time.
All right,
and
I'm trying to
see. Shotgun like that would require, you know, a lot of access to either carts or to a particular area before they all go out at a time. So I think we'll see shotguns, be not a part of the game for quite some time.
Do we? Do you anticipate costs going up because they're not going to be able to get as many players through and they need to run? Or do you think it's going to be business as usual, trying to get some assistance from the government where they can? Or is golf going to turn into something that, like, unless you have money, you really can't do it?
Well, I mean, look, there's this idea that golf is only for those that have money, but there's more public facilities than private facilities, not only in Pennsylvania, but across the nation. There's opportunities for rounds of golf that are less expensive than others.
Right.
The reality is, you know, with a shutdown in early spring, there's lost revenue for golf course owners and clubs.
Yeah.
Yet there's expenses to maintain the golf course, have been going on since, you know, mid-March. So will clubs try and recoup some funds? Yes. Are they thrilled at the opportunity to be able to bring some revenue in, having not seen that cash register or,
right,
you know, those member statements flow as they used to? Of course. Like any group of small businesses,
yeah.
Golf is no different, right? There's going to be some really tough times for some, you know, facilities. And others will weather the storm maybe a little bit better.
Are you going to suggest, or is the state requiring some of these places to have their clubhouses shut down? So after, you know, after the game, you're kind of just leaving and as opposed to hanging out?
Yeah, 100%, definitely. Yeah. Just prior to the stay-at-home order, golf facilities were already preparing for this and already acting kind of similar to what we're going to have in our stated guidelines, which is that the clubhouse was closed.
Gotcha.
That, you know, just like restaurants, any sort of food and beverage was takeout only. And that may not even exist in facilities when we reopen on Friday.
Interesting. Down the road, it could
need to make certain that we're doing it the right way and safely so that we can continue to golf here in the near future.
In your discussions, have you been in contact with other type of outdoor recreational activities, golf, I mentioned before, like Little League? I am assuming my son's season isn't gonna happen this year, but I don't know. Do you think golf is taking kind of sort of a lead in trying to get things going to give hope to other organizations or to kind of forge a pathway for other outdoor activities and other sporting activities to get moving? And are you working with other groups to kind of talk about different ideas of how you're handling things?
So in the last month, we've been primarily working in just the golf space to talk to, you know, our national organizations, our partners throughout the country, to make certain that we're all utilizing these best practices to have a safe return or, you know, a safe continuation of golf. Golf is fortunate at this point in time that, you know, it's not necessarily a team sport. It's not a contact sport. My son plays way more baseball and basketball than he does golf. But it's hard to sit in the dugout. It's hard to throw the ball around while providing social distancing. So, you know, we may be able to eliminate the flag stick. You can't eliminate the baseball or the basketball in those sports, right? So it's going to be challenging for them, no doubt about it.
Well, look, I hope it becomes a thriving business, because as far as, you know, when it comes to like business meetings, people, you know, it seems like a stereotype, but people do go out there and they have business meetings over games of golf. It's a very social game. It's a lot of things families play. Like I really didn't play it much, but I know how important it is. Like there's a bunch of people up here that was just announced the Scranton Municipal Golf Course is not going to reopen.
Yeah,
and a lot of people are very disappointed about that. And it's one of these things, when these things close, it breaks people's hearts. So right now, we're going to have a lot of people out there. What's your final piece of advice for anyone who is like, just, do you shine up your clubs? I don't know, getting ready to get out there Friday. Is it just walk slowly toward it? Don't just sprint and expect to, like, understand we're going to reopen this thing, but be patient.
Well, not only be patient, but plan your game. If you want to be like I was when I was 13 years old before, you know, one of my first golf tournaments and reorganizing my bag and shining every club, fine. But, you have to have your plan. You have to have your, you know, how you're going to get to the facility, how you're going to navigate the facility under the guidelines of social distancing and safety.
Gotcha. Okay.
We can't just show up, hang out in the parking lot until your three buddies go, you know, play your round of golf, knock back a couple beers in a social environment. We're just not there yet.
No, you know, and if you want that, get a job like radio. That's what we do every day. It's no, I'm kidding. Mark Peterson from the Pennsylvania Golf Association. Great finally catching up with you. And hopefully people follow the regulations and the rules going forward so that there's no setback where the state steps in and tries to. Because that's, I just hope when we do this across the board, we do it the right way so we don't have to go, sorry, we'll get it right next time. Because I feel like once anyone who screws this up is going to have a hard time reopening a second time until things are, you know what I mean? We got to do this right. So, look, I appreciate your time. Thank you, sir. And is this a bad joke before we go? You know how, like, people yell four when the ball's coming? Is golf going to change it to six for 6 feet of social distancing? Does that make any sense?
So anytime you have to preface your joke with the question of is it a bad joke, you already know your answer.
Well, look, that's kind of how I do it. I set these things up because I don't want to set the bar too high, but you've given me the same advice everyone gives me. Unfortunately,
I'm glad I can be original.
I don't take the hint. I just don't take the hint. All right. Hey, Mark Peterson, Pennsylvania Golf Association. Thanks for being on the show. I greatly appreciate it, okay?
Thanks for having me.
It's the Jason Barsky Show. WILK News Radio.
And radio.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.